No, Baron holds that the Rambam has, we would hypothesize, a bialos orientation, not only because in the Sefer Mitzvos he begins with Bayira, L'cha, Lo Yireh L'cha Chametz, Lo Yireh L'cha Sa'or B'chol L'gu L'cha, and Bal Yimatzeh sort of builds onto that, Re'di Yachol Afilu Tamin, V'kabo Pikdonos, but even more, based on the Rambam's Pan Shita, and bringing in a slightly different issue, regarding the Hagdara of Lav, She'esh Bo Maisa, Lav She'en Bo Maisa. So we know that the Rambam fundamentally has two criterion in terms of defining whether something is a lav sheyesh bo ma'isav in the world of losach mod. There is a practical, technical aspect to that, the hainu that it actually needs to have a ma'isa, like nikitas achefetz, but that itself is not sufficient, and that's exactly where the Ravid parted ways from the Rambam, because the essential mechayev has to be active as well. And for the Rambam, there's no way of separating out losis avev from losach mod, right? Taiva maybe the dechimud, and it's the obsession which lies at the very core of that particular iser. And so the Rambam will continue to define it as a lav shein b'maisa. And since we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, the halachic result of that will be ein lokin aleha. The Ravid l'shitaso will say this is all incorrect, right? It's really a din in gizela. Beheshev is a gizela asher gazal, which is why the Ravid says imama rotza ani, that there is no basis to retract, because he already agreed there was no material coercion as far as this lav is concerned. So again, different perspectives there. But plugging that back into the discussion of Balira, Balimatzeh, right, the fact that the Rambam seems to make the discussion about Malkos a purely technical one, in other words, did you, let's say, do a Maisa on Pesach and Mitzchilas Leil Chamisha Sarad Yom Chafalif, you know, as far as Balira, Balimatzeh is concerned, makes it sound like the Rambam is only addressing this at a technical level. But in terms of the essential Mechayiv, the Rambam has already determined that it's not merely an issue of Rotze B'Kiyumo, some kind of a Davar Shebelev, Ala, Los Yisave, Los Achmod, but that it's actually a fundamental Lav Sheish B'Maisa, conceptual Lav Sheish B'Maisa, in terms of it being determined and defined by one's bailus and the way that one established one's bailus over that chametz, undoubtedly being through some kind of a kinyan or through some kind of a production in its own right. So again, as a working hypothesis, I think Noam was very much on the spot to say that the Rambam would be more in the camp of bailus than rishus. And let's not forget where we opened the discussion, where there was a little bit of a tension in terms of the presentation of the Gemara itself. And Rashi makes that discussion in multiple places, in multiple ways, all about Shalom versus Rishuso, right? And then he says, you know, that's the Yichus of Bar Bishus Harabim, because Bar Bishus Harabim is Hefker, so there's no way that it could possibly be Shalom. And again, that makes the discussion a very rich one, again, about Bailus as well as Rishus. So now the project for today, so to speak, is to learn what is an exceptionally challenging Gemara. We'll get through as much of it as we can get through, but it's a very, very difficult Gemara, subject to all kinds of different approaches in the Rishonim. So Avi, if we can draw on your expertise, that will be helpful today. Tanu Rabbanan Shivas Yamim Se'or Le'imatzi V'Teichem. And again, today we're going to go a little bit on an overview. We're going to go all the way to Vav Amud Aleph, and then, you know, as needed, sort of circle back to the relevant sections as we analyze throughout the Rishonim. Okay, so Tanu Rabbanan. This is, again, ground zero for this discussion. We learned the Gemara in Daf Vav, we learned the Gemara in Hey Amud Aleph, so now we're filling in that which we've left to this point in this semester. Tanu Rabbanan.
Tanu Rabbanan, Shivas Yom
Right, so there's some question interesting about v'lo yera el l'cha chametz. We'll come back to that later. It's almost like we're only comparing this se'or with this se'or. Shivas yamim se'or lo yimatzeh v'teichem and lo yera el l'cha se'or. And even that language of halo kivar ne'amar lo yera el l'cha se'or, that is actually somewhat interesting because, again, in the Torah itself, the one that comes first is shivas yamim se'or lo yimatzeh v'teichem. Right, as opposed to lo yera l'cha chametz v'lo yera l'cha se'or b'chol gvulecha. So the Gemara here is a little bit, you know, if you didn't know the psukim, it could be a little bit misleading. The fact of the matter is, shivas yamim se'or lo yimatze bevatechem is actually the antecedent. We made a big deal of that in Shitas HaRambam, the fact that the Rambam seems to build everything off of Bal Yirah, and then expands Bal Yirah with the parameters of Bal Yimatze, right? The Rambam there was following the lead of the Gemara, which is really not the way that it's presented in Mikra, which is itself very fascinating. Okay. Okay, so Avi, the Gemara starts out with saying, okay, don't we have as a baseline, right, lo yera lecha se'or b'chol givulecha? And the Gemara's response to that is, well, that establishes certain parameters, but shivas yamim yisrael yamatze v'atechem will expand those parameters, right? Well, the parameters of Bal Yira'ah are, as we would call them, parameters of shelcha, or to use the term in Lamdus that we're more interested in, bailus, right? They're the bailus orientation. Shelcha iataroa valtaroa shel acherim v'shel gaboa. Now, the way that it sounds here, and again, this will be subject to a major point of discussion in the Bali Atosos, that one lecha, lo yeira'a lecha, is used to be mema'et two fundamentally different areas. Shel acherim, whatever that means, in other words, not yours, possibly not even a Jew's, in light of the Gemara that follows, maybe just a Nachri, that's a discussion, it's all right, and shel gavoa, even though misvara, you could have been mechalik between Hekdesh and Shel Acherim in either direction. There's good reason to argue in both cases that that's not the same miut. And more on that, obviously, Behem Sheikh. But Bal Yira'ah establishes a bailus principle, Shelcha, and things that are outside of your bailus, Shel Acherim, Shel Hekdesh, are not subject to that. Okay, that we understand. But we still have unanswered questions. And those unanswered questions are namely hatmana, things that are not visualized, and things that are not really part of your bailus. And the Gemara's way of formulating that is yachol yatmin or yekabel pikdonos min hanachri. So lefum riata, ilan, the Gemara is assuming that a pikadon is not subject to, right, to your bailus. Right, it's outside of your bailus. That's the assumption of the Gemara. The question is, you know, pikadon is really a fascinating category, right? Because pikadon is certainly within the nifkad's jurisdiction. We would say there's rishus there, right? That's the whole idea of the pikadon, as a matter of fact. If it's not in his rishus, then there's a problem. And so we'll have to discuss that. Shomer chinam, shomer sachar, by the time we get to the Rush and the others. But be that as it may, the Gemara says none of these appear to be addressed by Bal Yira'ah. Totam lomar, as Avi read, lo yimatze. That the mechayiv of lo yimatze includes those things to which you have no visual connection, number one. Right? There's no lashon of ri'iyah in that pasuk. Moreover, and I think even more importantly, it expands the mechayev from one of bailus to arguably one of rishus. Now again, at this stage in the Gemara, there's no reason to believe that you'll violate two different isurim for a pikadon. If this was the end of the Gemara, I would have read it and said, okay, so somebody gave me a pikadon of chametz, at least under certain conditions. Let's get way ahead of ourselves for a second. Let's assume that I'm mekabel achrayos even. So I'd say, well, okay, so, you know, this is something that I would violate Bal Yimatze for, but it's obviously not part of Bal Yira'ah. That's what I would have assumed at this stage in the Gemara. Okay, Abby, let's just go a drop further. Oh, Okay, so now the Gemara says something which is very difficult, and the Gemara itself is going to have a great deal of difficulty trying to figure out this issue of Nachrish HaKivashto, Nachrish HaLokivashto. The Bali Atosfos are going to wonder, why do we need, right, to distinguish between these two different kinds of Nachrim, so to speak? And if we are going to distinguish, the Gemara itself wants to know, why don't we go in the other direction? But here, if we're reading the Gemara very carefully, it seems like the Gemara is picking up on yet another distinction between Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatzeh. Ein li ala benachri shelo kivashto, ve'ein sharo yimcha bechatzer. Nachri shekivashto, let's call it somebody over whom you have practical material authority, v'sharo yimcha bechatzer, and there's even proximity. How do we know? Minayin tamad lomar lo yimatze bivatechem. So we'll pause here in just a moment and go through Rashi. Right? But what does Avi the Gemara seem to be picking up on in terms of distinctions between Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatze? Tamad lomar lo yimatze bivatechem. And if I only had lo yimatze, that would have determined nachri shelo kivashto vein shara yimcha bechatzer. But there's an additional word that we don't have in Bal Yirah that's really significant in terms of Bal Yimatze. We talked a lot about it yesterday. Arami, go ahead. Right, so it sounds like one of the parameters limiting the scope of Bal Yimatzeh is the fact that the nature of that Isser is only based, as we said, on Rishus, on your practical ability to control that Chametz. Lo Yimatzeh bivatechem. You don't have that in Bal Yirah at all. Bal Yirah has the opposite, right? Bechol gulecha, wherever the formal boundaries of your property come to an end. So let's now take a pause here to go through some of the points that Rashi makes, and then we'll be back in the Gemara. Again, it's painstaking. Every line here in the Gemara is critical. Okay, Avi? V'alo kvar ne'amar le'yir lecha se'or b'chol gulecha? So that should include everything, including batim. So Rashi starts off, that's why I wanted to wait until now to see the Rashis, to be really focused on the issue of what is the playing field? What is the playing field upon which we're discussing Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh? So Rashi's orientation, uniquely amongst the Rishonim, is to focus on the Gvulin versus the Batim. Again, our primary line of analysis is Bailos and Rishos, but let's just like put on our Rashi glasses for a second and see Rashi's extremely focused on Batim versus Gvulin. Now again, that's deeply related, because again, the more that we're focused on the Gvulin, the more of a formal ownership perspective we're taking, even if you'll never get there, not today, not tomorrow, not all of Pesach. The more that you're focused on Batim, the less critical formal ownership has to be. That's why, again, we posited yesterday that for those who are interested in the Gzeira D'Oraisa approach, it's much more compelling for Bal Yimatzeh than it is for Bal Yirah. What kind of Gzeira D'Oraisa is there, Bechol Gvulecha? Right, you'll never get there. You just happen to own it. Bal Yimatzeh, bivatechem, and especially in light of the Pasuk, Shivas Yamim Sor Lo Yimatzeh Vatechem, Ki Kol Ochel Machmatzas, makes a strong candidate for the Gzeira D'Oraisa kind of approach. Okay, so Rashi wants to know, I Bechol Gvulecha, it includes the Batim, and it goes beyond. So then the Gemara says, Levi Shenemar Lo Yera Lecha, this is really fascinating. So again, Rashi, with his very, very laser-like focus on location, said, well, if I only had the pasuk of Bal Yirah, I would have said, at least as far as the Gvulin are concerned, I should be allowed to see those things that are, go ahead, Avi, as far as the Gvulin are concerned, nothing to say about the Batim. Exactly, that are not formally under my ownership. But I don't know anything at this point about what I'm allowed to possess in my house. Right? Because again, the miut of lecha is applied only to the gvulin. So yachol nilmad mi mikra zeh. Let's say kidei. It should probably be kidei. Vidayo. Right, so that'll be a lot simpler than selling to an achri. Right, so just bury it. Right, do it hatmana. Right, and again, it's almost axiomatic that this doesn't cross the threshold into bailus. Tamalomar lo yimatze. Just because I can't see it, right? We're not ostriches, we're humans. Just because I can't see it doesn't mean that, you know, I don't know that it's there. Okay. Right, Rashi's already tipping his hand that this line in the Gemara is also almost impossible to understand at this stage. Okay, that's why Rashi feels the need to front load that. But Nachri Shekivash to Tachas Yadecha. Okay, one more time. That's got to be underlined in your Rashi's, right? That's a signal line. Nachri Shekivash to Tachas Yadecha. A Nachri of over whom you have practical control. So I might have said, oh. What the Gemara is really saying is that it's an Indian of Rishus. I control him. So, yeah, it's true. I don't technically have Bailos here, but for all intents and purposes, this is Chametz that I would have access to. I could tell him what to do with it. It's Nachri Shekivashto. It's Tachas Yadi. But Rashi, and Ilan will tell us, as he often does, Lishitaso, will say, no. That's not the way to read this line in the Gemara. That it's actually Rashi projecting a bailus-centric perspective, right? Those words, certainly underlined in my Gemara, Deheve mamono kemamoncho. Rashi l'shitaso, where Ilan? Where again, he made it less an issue of rishos than bailus. Vav b'beis, where he started, exactly. Shnei dvarim enon b'rshuso shaladam, Rashi was shalcha. Okay? Again, the Rambam here is not on the island. Nachri shekivash to tachas yadecha dehavi mamono kemamoncha. So that might be tantamount to bailus, because his mamon is truly your mamon, right? Oshalo kidab yashto aval sharei bechatzei recha, but or perhaps you don't have that kind of control, but he's at least in proximity to you. Minayin. So the Kama Mefarish Rashi says, I know that I can't give my full explanation now until the Gemara is going to get into Machlokes Abayi Rava. Do we turn around the line? Do we keep it as it is? But be that as it may, Rashi already is establishing a very important point. That Nachri Shekivashto, in his judgment, is just an expanded category of Bailus. Mamono Kimamoncha. Okay, I'll be back in the Gemara. Again, here, this Gemara just requires enormous stamina. We're like 1/4 of the way through, and there's just every line really is absolutely critical in terms of grasping how these Isurim interact with each other. Okay. Beshichin. So now, right, the Gemara is starting to pivot. Up until now, we started with the Yesod of Bal Yira'ah and expanded parameters to include Hatamana, to include Pikdonos based on Bal Yimatze. But now what's the Gemara doing? Structurally, the Gemara is saying, oh wait, if that's the dispositive Pasuk, maybe that should generate a massive Kula. Shivas yamim se'or lo yimatzei bevateichem, so maybe effectively, right, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If we're relying on bal yimatzei for certain chumros, hatmana and pikadon, so maybe the fact that it's shivas yamim se'or lo yimatzei bevateichem is going to neutralize that highly expansive term, b'chol gevulacha. That's what the Gemara thought. And it's a reasonable assumption, right? We can't have it both ways. This isn't double jeopardy. So if we're using Bal Yimatzei to expand the natural parameters of Bal Yira'ah, so then shouldn't we be able to limit B'chol Gvulecha with Shivas Yamim Sorali Yimatzei Bateichem? That's basically what the Gemara is asking, right? So the Gemara says, Ein li yalo shebe bateichem. Beboros, beshichin ma'aros minayin, Talmud lomar, b'chol gevulecha. So the Gemara has just told us, tarte l'chumra. So far. That's very important. The initial instinct of the Gemara is to give us the most stringent of all approaches. Bal Yimatzei will expand the categories of Isser to include Hatmana as well as Pikadon, and will still retain the Chumrah of Bechol Gvulecha relative to Batim. Okay? V'adayin ani omer. So once again, right now the Gemara is telling you, right, clear as day, Avi, that what? Minayin liten es ha'amor shel zeh bazeh ve shel zeh bazeh. What we like to call, generally, the trigger mechanism. That's exactly the way the Rambam presented it in the Sefer HaMitzvos. So you tell me, what is the mechayev for chametz hatamun? Bal Yimatzei. But once you violate Bal Yimatzei, because of this gzera shava, shevas yamim se'or lo yimatzei bevateichem, with lo yera lecha se'or b'chol gevulecha, so we've now established that all of the chumros of one will apply to the other, not just in the batim, but in the gvulin. So this would seem to establish, if this is the correct reading, that if you have chametz hatamun b'gevulin, you violated two isurim. So again, the only way that you could possibly get to that place, if you were holding the chumras of both Bal Yira'ah and Bal Yimatzei. The chumra of Bal Yimatzei in terms of location, gevulin. The chulin of Bal Yimatzei in terms of the fact that it's chametz hatamun. That's what the Gemara says. Not just bebatim are you chayev, but anywhere. Bechol gevulech. Let's take a look at Rashi.
Ve'eli ela bebatim,
kolo
mar vim ne mar zeb, lo ma v'lo ne mar v'lo yirah l'chasa or, ha'isi omer, ein li sha'asar l'shahos chametz ela bebatim mitnei shu matzai atzla, tamid, ha'bahai kera batim hibitzim.
Because again, it doesn't say in the language of Re'iyah, so why do you have to actually visualize it? There's no criterion of ownership, there's no mention of Lecha.
Okay,
So now for the third time, Rashi tells us the Gemara is very, very difficult, and we're going to have to go much further to understand how exactly the Gemara can have its cake and eat it too. It's very, very difficult to understand how exactly the Gemara can arrive at the conclusion, Litenes Amar Shel Zeh Bazeh, Ve'esh Shel Zeh Bazeh. So let's just finish down now to the two dots. Mas or Amar Bigvulin, just
Mas or Amar Bigvulin, Shafay Tarah about the Rosh Hashanah Shagavah. Afsar Barivat and Shafay Tarah about the Rosh Hashanah Shagavah.
Okay, so that was what Rashi was alluding to when he said Kulo Shelzeh. Right? The one Kula that we have here is the Kula that's established already in the first Pasuk that the Gemara treats, not the first Pasuk in terms of the order of the Chumash. Dehainu lo yira'el l'cha chametz, and even more importantly, lo yira'el l'cha se'or b'chol gvulacha, that there's still some kind of a requirement of ownership, though an expansive requirement at that, in light of Bal Yimatzeh, aval ataroa shel acherim v'shel gavoa. So we have this very confounding kind of a Gemara. Because until this last line, which Avi read expertly, you know, it would seem like we just are in a place that is a logical impossibility. Because I understand it in one direction. I understand saying, look, let's start with Bal Yira'ah as our foundation. That pasuk establishes the needs for Bailus. Then we get to Bal Yimatzeh. And Bal Yimatzeh tells me that it doesn't really need to be bailus. There's no real requirement of l'cha, even if it's matzoy etz l'cha. And you know what? You don't have to really see it either. And we paskin that way. So Bal Yira'ah, you know, establishes the foundation, what I like to call the bailus-centric nature of the mechayiv, but we're willing to go beyond that. That's the chiddush of Bal Yimatzeh. The Gemara contemplated and said, well, wait a second, do I get anything good out of this from the perspective of Kula? Do I get to restrict it to Batim and it's no longer Vikvulin I have to worry about? And the Gemara said, no dice. It was Chumra, Chumra, Chumra. Well, then the Gemara says, but I'll tell you what. The Kula of Bal Yira'ah lives on. What's the one Kula of Bal Yira'ah? Shelcha yataroa, aval ataroa shel acherim v'shel gavoa. So now we have a total paradox, because the first step that we took, as Ilan Goldstein will tell us, is to expand beyond formal ownership. That was the whole idea of Bal Yimatzeh. Yachol yakabel pikdonos. Tamad lomar lo Yimatzeh. So how exactly can the kula of Bal Yira'ah, this is what Rashi keeps on alluding to, it just doesn't yet make sense. How can the kula of Bal Yira'ah, dahainu, that formal bailus is required, live on once we passed go? Once we reached the stage of the Gemara where we said, Yachol yakabel pikdonos. That's a stira mina yuvei. You can't possibly say we're willing to waive the requirement of ownership, dehainu yakabel pikdonos, and at the same time tell me, oh, but the kula of Bal Yira'ah still applies, shalcha yitaroa v'taroa shalacherim shal gavoa. Is bailus a requirement or not? What are you going to tell me, hektish? That's the only thing that we're really saying? Some Rishonim will discuss that. But that will end up being a very narrow category. So the exact interplay between Bal Yira'ah and Bal Yimatzeh is, as noted, an extremely, extremely complicated proposition. And that's why Rashi, uncharacteristically, three times on one amud says, L'kamen nefarish. We'll just have to explain this as the Gemara goes on. Right now, there's no full way to make sense of what it is that we're talking about. Okay. Now, ultimately, anybody happen to know, I'm just going to put this out there in case anybody saw it yesterday, B'chavrusa, the Gemara's attempt to reconcile this question is what? Levi, did you get there? In two words, Shemi?
I don't know the exact words. Very successful. Not successful.
Shemi, go ahead.
They say that, like, if it's similar to ownership...
Kabbalos Achrayus. Okay, the Gemara says... That's going to be the Rubicon. That's sort of where Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatzeh meet. At the nexus point of Kabbalas Achrayus. See, Kabbalas Achrayus is enough to get you across the threshold. At that point, the Kula of Shalcha, Iyataroa, Avataroa, Shalachem, Shalgavala no longer applies. Is it really yours? Maybe not, but hey, Bal Yimatzeh told me Yachol Yikabel Pikdonos. So that's going to be what the Rishonim like to call Klala Demilsa. That's where this is going to come to its point of reconciliation. We haven't seen that quite yet. Okay. In the interregnum, the Gemara is going to have to work out this issue of Nachri Shekivashto, Nachri Shelokivashto. Like I said, it's a very complicated subtopic. Within this topic, why should we draw a distinction between these two versions of Nachrim? Didn't we have it backwards to begin with? Noam Barinholtz, I saw you make the universal gesture for an inquiry.
Oh, yeah. Before, wait. I think my question was answered. Yeah.
Okay, it was answered?
Actually, not yet. Was Nachri Shekivash, but, like, does it mean that, like, this guy,
like, lives
with you, and, like, he has comments, he's not allowed to have it?
What's that?
Wait, I mean, like, Nafi Shekivashka, like, that teaching you is, while Yimatzi teaches you, that this Nafi who you have control over isn't allowed to have comments, then Christian?
Well, look, and as Rashi says, Mamono ke Mamonecha, right? This isn't like, you know, Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabo, but we're basically saying, you know, you're in a dominant position relative to this Nachri. You can't really continue... You can't really consider him an autonomous halachic agent in terms of his assets.
Like, I don't know, like, let's say you own, like, a factory town and you only pay them in scrip. Like, does that count?
Yeah, that's a good example, right.
Yeah.
You can go into the guy's quarters and, you know, he's watching Seinfeld, and you say, you know, Bill's Patriots. We're changing the channel, right? So, Nachri Shekivashto. This is a man that you... You control the remote. Okay. All right, so let's proceed a little bit further. We're not going to get to Tosfos and Rabbeinu Chananel, but again, this is just, you know, an extremely challenging sukkah. So let's at least read the Gemara on the Nachri Shekivashto section. Avi, we're going to ride you the whole way here. Nobody's in the bullpen. Amar Mar? So the Gemara says it's all backwards, right? Some Rishonim like to say, Klape Alyo, what is going on here? Right, if you want it to be Marba 1, it should have been goof on the opposite direction. So Amar Abaye, you're right, Epoch. Flip it around. Rav Amar Lolam the Sepoch, Vareshokai. We were going back to the first Kula. Shalchaya, Tarova, Tarova, Shalchem, Shalchavoa. Ain Liela. Right, that would make sense when it comes to a Nachri over whom you have no control. That really qualifies as a Cherim. But we want to know the outer boundaries of this Kula. Shalchaya Taroa Aval Taroa Shalachirim. Could you really have the audacity to apply this to a Nachri who's under your control? It's the Barinholtz factory town where, you know, whoever he walks down the street and everybody tips their cap. Would they really consider that to be Chamei Shalachirim? Right? So Rabbi Malolam is Sepuch, and it's in Barinholtzville. So Vereshakai Shachali Tarav Tarav Shal Chem Shal Gavah Emi Ol Benoch Shkibah Ben Sharim Chabachad Noch Shkibah Sharim Chabachad Terminayin. That's still a problem. Lo Yimotzei, right? Because even if it's not right formal bailus, it's still considered matzoi etzlacha. So the Gemara says, "Hi Tano." So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. I thought we were going to develop a heter, a kula. And all of a sudden we say, Talmud Lomar, that there's an Isser based on Lo Yimotze. So the Gemara answers, yeah. We have two lechas, okay? And the question is, what exactly does that mean? And this will be a machlokas Rishonim. Let's at least try to get in Rashi for today. And if necessary, we'll pick it up with Tosos tomorrow. Okay, so klape laya.
Klape laya. Shte milos klape.
Klape hicha nota davar ze. Ha ipcha mistabra, the opposite. So laya means hechan, right? The Rabbeinu Chanan also says aliyah. We'll just finish through the Rashis. V'chaveru b'brachos perek haroa. Okay, etc. Epoch. So the Abaye said flip it around. You're right. It's this is not the correct girsa. Okay, so it doesn't again say that lo timtza, but it says lo yimatze, right? Lo yimatze legamre mashma. Even if again. There's no pretense whatsoever of ownership. So Rabbi says the olam lo sepoch v'areishakai. We're trying to determine, as I like to say, the outer boundaries of heter. How far are you willing to go with this heter? Lehetera, ainly dumba to the rosh shel acherim. Okay, Rashi's now starting to front load that language a little bit. When you haven't accepted achrayos to the kamei ella. Minayin to mutter. So again, we're all talking about a situation where there's no Kabbalah Sachrayas. But if you, as Noam gave us this very helpful, you know, visual, if you basically own everybody in the town, you know, their health care, their pension, their housing, their family, right? It's a potentially unhealthy scenario, right? So there's no Kabbalah Sachrayas, but you have really, practically speaking, control over everybody. Are we still going to say that it's chamit shel acherim? Talmud lomar lo yimatze. So it sounds like, no, there's an iser, lo yimatze. That might not cross into formal bailus, but it's certainly under your practical jurisdiction. If you control the man's remote, you control the man's chamit. Uparchinan. We were looking to figure out what the outer boundaries of heter would be. V'nosiv l'lamilse k'roli sura, and then it pulled out the rug from underneath our learning and gave us an iser. Umishani, so Rashi interprets the Gemara this way. When we say l'cha l'cha trei zimni, umishani l'hetera k'nosiv la, mishum shenemar b'gvulin b'se'or l'cha l'cha trei zimni. One pasuk is lo yira'el l'cha se'or b'chol g'vulcha shivas yamim b'parshas re'eh. That's the first time we're integrating that pasuk. Uksiv lo yira'el l'cha chametz v'lo yira'el l'cha se'or. Just disregard lo yira'el l'cha chametz. The Gemara doesn't want to work with that. B'chol g'vulcha b'parshas bo. V'im eino inyan l'hai l'cha b'gvulin gabe re'iyad harei kvar amur t'neu inyan l'lo yimatzei. Vidarash bay lo yimatze l'cha. It's as if l'cha was written a pasuk of shivas yamim sor lo yimatze l'cha. We have a totally new understanding of lo yimatze. It's not that we're saying lo yimatze l'chomra, but we're actually determining an outer boundary of heter. And that would even include the nachri shekivashta. You have practical control over this man. But as a matter of fact, it's as if we wrote the pasuk Shivas Yamim Seor Lo Yimatze Licha. Okay, go ahead from there, Avi. In other words, the Nachri Shekivashto Matzo Yetzlacha, Shoimach. Kamina Lechoa. Okay, so we're not looking at the first part of the pasuk of Lo Yira Lecha Chametz. So what Rashi ends up saying in terms of his interpretation of the Gemara, highly controversial, is that what? In the end of the day, what really happened in this Gemara is that it's a very small word, but it becomes the dominant word. And what is that word? Lecha. And that ultimately what's going to make all of the difference in terms of whether or not there's Isurim, Mishum Bal Yira Bal Yimatze, is ownership. And even when it comes to Nachri Shekivashta, where there's no doubt, Rishus, and Rashi was even prepared to say before, there's maybe even quasi-bailus, mamono kimamonecha, nevertheless, what we have is this kind of transfer of the word lecha from the world of Bal Yira'a, because after all it says it twice, lo yira lecha chametz, lo yira lecha se'or v'chol gulecha, one, Parshas Bo, part number two is in Parshas Rei, right, lo yira lecha se'or shivas yamim, so that extra lecha we apply to the world of lo yimatzeh. So again, Rashi Lashitaso now for the third time understands that this side of Kabbalah Sacharis, once there's Kabbalah Sacharis, that does change the equation. But this side of Kabbalah Sacharis, what's going to make the difference is Bailus. So to answer our question, our very, very, very important question, how can we live in this halachic paradox? I thought we said, right, that there's this requirement of actual bailus. Then we said, no. Bal Yimatzeh expands that. Bal Yimatzeh says, you know, yachol yekabel pikdonos, even if there's no bailus. And the Gemara said, and yet somehow the kula of shalcha yataroa lives on. And we just had no idea how that could possibly be. If that was true, then, you know, yachol yekabel pikdonos goes out the window. Right? So he said, what is it, only hektesh? So Rashi's explanation would answer that question. Rashi would say, no. Of course the heter of lecha lives on. You know why? Lecha treis imni, that extra lecha, which is written in Parshas Re'eh, we take out of the world of Bal Yira'ah, we plug into the world of Bal Yimatzeh, and so even Bal Yimatzeh has a criterion of ownership. Even Bal Yimatzeh. Now, what does that mean practically speaking in terms of the outer boundaries of the kula? That means even a nachri shekivashto, the employees who have no protections, who have no benefits, who have no union. Barinholtz crushed the unions years ago. They have nobody to help them. Nachri shekivashto. And they have a few little pieces of bread, morsels that he gives them in their little, you know, cardboard boxes, which they return to the 4 hours a day that they do not work making shoes. Right? The Nachri Shekivashto, right? The outer boundaries of the Heter is Noam can still say, it's their chametz, it's not mine. I, Shivas Yam Seor Lo Yimotze. Certainly it's Matzoh to you. You could go in there, you could do whatever you want. You could take away their cardboard box. You can certainly take their Cheerios. At the end of the day, it's as if it was written, Lo Yimatzeh Lecha, formal bailus is required. Rashi Lashitaso Vavamud Beis. Rashi Lashitaso early in the Amud, Mamono Kemamunecha. Okay. Let's go to Avi. Let's go to Rami. And then we'll daven Mincha. And you guys pick it up from there.